Good evening.
Good evening.
All right.
Good evening. Yes, we reset
Magic Hour, so we're going to turn it over to Tina for our opening selection.
We've come this far by faith. Mm-hmm. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed us yet. Singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Just the other day, I heard a man say that he didn't believe in God's word. But I can truly say that I found a way. And He's never failed me yet. Oh, we've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord. Trusting in His holy word. He's never failed. And I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We've come this far by faith.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Tina. Okay, our opening prayer tonight is going to come from Reverend Dennis.
Good evening, everyone. Let us pray. Father God, Lord, we humbly come before You this evening, Lord. We come thanking You for this day, Lord, for this is the day that You have made, Lord. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank You for keeping us, Lord, through all the tests and trials and bringing us to this point in time. Lord, we realize that You didn't have to do it, Lord, but because You are a merciful God, Lord, You've allowed us to see another day and give us another opportunity to come together. So, Lord, we thank You, Lord, that as we gather on this Thursday evening, Lord, for this Bible study session, Lord, that You give us exactly what You would have us to receive.
Yes,
Lord, we ask that You bless the speaker, Lord. Anoint them, Lord, that they would speak boldly and declare what thus says the Lord. And Lord, we ask You to bless every person, Lord, that dials in. And Lord, those that for one reason or another are unable to be with us this evening, Lord, we ask You to bless them anyway. And Lord, we ask You to continue to draw us together. Lord, continue to help us to realize, Lord, that now more than ever we need Your word. So Lord,
yes,
we pray, Lord, that You will boldly share with us, Lord, what we need, Lord, that we might be the people that You would have us to be. And Lord, we thank You for every opportunity that You've granted. We thank You for every miracle that You've done. Lord, we thank You for every blessing, every healing. Lord, we thank You for every door that You've opened, Lord, every door that You've closed, Lord, because You know what's best. So, Lord, we thank You for this day, Lord, that Your will be done in our lives. And Lord, we'll forever give Your name the praise, the honor, and the glory.
God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank You, Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes.
Thank You, Dennis. I would like to welcome everybody back to Thursday Night Bible Study, where we continue our lesson with Talking with God. And our teacher tonight is going to be Reverend Maddie. We're going to turn it right over to her.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I thank God for, thank Tina for the song and Elder Dennis for the prayer. And we're going to continue. It's Robert Austin, with our lesson, Talking with God. And I pray that each one of you have talked with God this week, because we are in a season where we don't need to miss no time in conversation with Him. Last week, we talked a little bit about from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, were about feeling powerless in bad situations, and what how King Jehoshaphat handled that, and what God said. So I want to go back tonight to verse 15 in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and want to read that and start from there and share with you what the Lord have given me for tonight. It Amen. Says, and he said that, I'm going to read it, then we're going to go back and talk about it. And he said, hearken ye all, Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the and thou king Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And I believe that what God said to them then, he is saying it to all the born-again believers now. The battle is not yours, it's God's.
Yeah.
And the first thing you notice, if you listen to the reading of the scripture, the first thing he said to them was for them to listen. I believe that's the one thing that we don't do enough of. But he said to them, listen. The second thing he said to them, be not afraid. You first of all, you have to listen to what God is saying in order to know what his instruction would be for the situation you're dealing with. And if you listen to him, he said, be not afraid. And I'm going to go read the listening, come back and talk about it. I might get a little ahead of myself. Bear with me, because it is so awesome how what God said in his word from Genesis to Revelation, we still can apply it to ourselves today if we are part of God's body. First, listen. Second, be not afraid. Third, don't be discouraged. And the fifth thing he said, well, the fourth thing he said to them was not to be afraid of the size of the army. Or we could say the size of the crowd. And as we could look at it, it's like being afraid, it means that we're not supposed to fear. Whatever we are faced with, fear should not be a part of the equation, because we know the scripture said that fear and faith don't, we know fear and faith don't dwell together. And so when we walk in faith, then fear won't be a part of what's going on with us. And that's what God was saying. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. Why? Because the battle is not yours. If the battle is not yours, there's nothing to be afraid of. So listen to God is important, because he's going to give, as in the fifteenth verse, he gave the king the answer to the prayer that the king and the people had been praying. And I believe we could put it in 21st century language and say that God said to all believers and to the leaders of the nation what he said to the king. I believe that we could fit it in that without any problem, because that's who he was talking to, the leader, which the king was, and talking to the people that lived that was under the king, which they lived in Judah and Jerusalem. So he's still saying today, listen, because I'm talking, God is speaking, and we can only hear him when we stay focused on what time it is and spend time in his presence, because God will not talk, will not compete with noise and trying to get our attention with when we're doing other things. So the only thing we're gonna hear God is then when we come to him in prayer, that we will not only say what we have to say, but we're gonna spend some quiet time in his presence listening. Because we wanna know, God, we've given you our concern, Now, what is your solution? Because if the battle is not ours, if it's his, then he have a plan. But we don't need to try to override God's plan. We don't need to try to go around God's plan. We can't win the battle without God. And when God said it's not yours, that means he's taking it out of our hands. And the only way that we're going to have the victory is that we be still and know he's God. Listen, be not afraid. Don't fear. Don't fear the enemy, because the enemy is already defeated. The enemy is already a defeated foe, if you know scripture. He's already defeated. And anything that's already under your feet, you don't have to fear it. Anything that you've already conquered, you don't have to be afraid to come up against it. And these are the things that God said then, and I believe he's saying now. Don't be afraid. And then he said, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't be downtrodden. Don't feel like that you done lost the battle. No matter what it is you're facing, if he said the battle is his and that God is the creator of all things, he is all powerful, then there is nothing impossible. And if you hear in the scripture, and this is all right if you acknowledge that it's true, that there's nothing impossible with God. And he said that if the battle is his and the enemy is under our feet, under his feet also, that he's already conquered the enemy. And we have proof of that in the word, because who is the enemy? Satan. Who got kicked out of heaven? Satan. So if he put him out of heaven and he out of eternity into time, he's down here with us. God is already, he's already won the battle. We just have to know how to be still and walk it out so that God can show us what victory looked like in whatever we're dealing with now. Listen, be not afraid. Don't be discouraged. A lot of times the things hit us when we did start dealing with things that, you know, every now and then there's something new comes up against us, and it's not something we've had to deal with before. And I believe we get overwhelmed maybe a little, and because we feel discouraged because we haven't dealt with this before, so we don't know what the outcome going to be. So there is a little fear, and there is that discouragement that we may not win this one, especially when it comes to our flesh. It's amazing how there's things that we can deal with, or we'll push against it in the natural, in the finances, in spiritual things. But when it comes to the flesh, then we kind of give in and feel that maybe this sickness is going to take us out. But, you know, if you read Psalms 118, verse 17, David said, I shall not die. You don't have to die prematurely, but you can live and declare the works of the Lord. Now, that's the word. And if you're standing on the word, if you don't believe the word, you're outside the will of God already. Except we operate in faith, we can't believe the word, and we are not winners if we don't believe the word. Because it is the word, and not the printed word, but also there's a living word, the one that went on the cross for us. And it is when we believe and stand on the word that we're going to be winners anyway. And when Paul was talking to Timothy, and they said the only battle we need to fight is the good fight of faith. Amen. And that means we need to believe what we read. Yeah. We need to say what we read. And we need to accept what God said, which he said, be still and know, he'll fight the battle and we be still. And we need to know that if we're obedient in what he said, then the battle is already won. And we can have peace, not fear, because fear is, there's torment in fear. And we can have restless nights. We can make bad decisions. We can lose, our health can go, we can go from good health to bad simply because we are walking in fear and we are discouraged or overwhelmed about matters that we have to deal with. So what I'm saying is all this has already been taken care of according to the scripture. We just got to follow God's instruction. We are on earth, but we don't have to. This is not our home. We are here on the earth, but this is not our home, and we don't have to accept what's going on around us because we look in the scripture and we find out what God has said about those that are born again believers, and we are part of that. We are part of His royal family. So the things that the royal family do is not what the commons do. So we are not a common because we are a part of the royal family, the body of Christ. So that puts us in a whole different category. And we can accept what God said. And it is for us. It is for us. The born-again believers, if you have said yes to the Lord, accepted Jesus, the shed blood for the covenant of your sin, and allow Him to come into your heart, and if God lives in you, it's love in you, because God is love. So in the world, there's not love, because if it was, we wouldn't see all the killing, the ugliness, the bad decisions, all the things that we're looking at now. If you look at any amount of news, you know that's not love in operation. And amen. if you really want to follow it and go deep in it, read John chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. It's some information there that I would love to share one Thursday night, but I got to wait till the Lord give it to me before I can, because it will not be at the right time if it's not God's time. So tonight, when you think about what has the little bit I have shared, just know that you can go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, where Paul was telling Timothy about the good fight of faith. There is other scriptures that also that you can read about faith and know that how we're supposed to act and how God is supposed to lead us, and we not try to lead our own self into the battle because it's not ours. Anything that's not yours, you cannot be successful with it and dealing with it. Anything that's not yours that you try to own, you will have some problems trying to obtain ownership, because if you're fighting against an enemy, you need to know what you're dealing with. And when we begin to fight against Satan, we don't know what we're dealing with really, because we have not been given all the information concerning him, but that we have given let us know that without God, we cannot win a battle against Satan. And so therefore, we need to know, we don't even have to try, because he said, it's not your battle. It's mine. It's yours. It's mine. It's not yours. And so if we can let God fight our battle and we be still, then we can spend time doing what he told us to do. And that was to win souls, to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and to make disciples. If we can do what he tells us to do, then we can fulfill the commission that we've been given, and we can have fruit that will last. If our fruit don't last, if it's not fruit that will last, it will be burnt as stubbles. And if we can't come before God without fruit and see his face in peace. So we need to stay connected to the vine. And as a branch, we only need to fight to stay connected. That is to be obedient to what God said do. Because we are not to produce the fruit. We're just to be connected to who produces the fruit. And when we get all this and walk it out, then we will be more than conquerors. We will help to advance the kingdom And we also, I believe, can see his face in peace when hear him say, well done. And I believe as believers, that's what we're working for. I want to share this as I close. I saw a t-shirt earlier this week, and the message on it said, I heard the devil whisper in my ear, you are not strong enough to withstand the storm. And then there's a blank, which to me represents some time went by. And it said, today I whispered in the devil's ear, I am the king. We need to come to the place where we stop letting Satan whisper in our ears things that will discourage us, cause us to walk in fear, and feel like we are losers. We need to stand up, be bold like this. This is what was said to Joshua. Be bold, and also Paul said, pray for me that I will boldly proclaim the mystery of the gospel. We need to catch some of that Paul and Joshua had and say, I am the storm. So instead of walking in fear, I believe we need to cause some fear to come into the one that's coming at us. God bless each one of you. Go back and read the scripture and know that God, the battle is his. All we have to do is follow his instruction. Back to you, brother.
Excuse me, you said John 16?
John chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. It is some information about what's going on in the season right now, having to do with shooting, the church situation. I believe you'll probably be maybe a little surprised, but yet some information that we really need so that we can understand what's going on right now and be able to more know how to pray about it, I believe.
Okay, sis, thank you for those encouraging words. And moving right along, our 30 seconds tonight is going to come from Chris.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
My 30 seconds tonight will be talking about the storms that we have coming into our life that we must ride out. Minister Jackson had a storm that came into her life, and she trusting God, and she riding that storm out. I had a hernia. I couldn't even lift my right leg, but I rode that storm out and I trusted God. Job had storm to come into his life. He lost everything he had, but he trusted God and he rode it out, and God doubled everything he had. Paul and Silas were down in jail. One prayed, the other sang, and God shut the jail at midnight, and they were answered his prayer. All we got to do is ride out of a storm. When we get in a storm with all that shooting going on in schools, families, I know y'all are in a storm for your children right now, but ride it out, and God will take care of you. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, Chris. Okay, let's go ahead and open the line up tonight for inputs and updates. Okay, line is open. No inputs and update. We're going to move right into roll call. And I guess I'll be doing a roll call tonight.
Okay, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. All right. Lee in Virginia. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willa Mae.
Here.
Janet Chamberlain.
Here.
Danny Juanita.
Yeah.
Question Robert, here.
Here.
Ole Dunn. Okay, Gloria Edwards.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell. Okay, Gracie Jordan. Sandra Mangum.
Yes.
Linda Hodge. Maury.
Yes.
Deborah Bradford.
Here.
Okay, Barbara Williams.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones. Ken and Carolyn.
Okay.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine Johnson. Carolyn Street. Charlotte. Tangela.
Here.
Darren.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
Shante.
Here.
Tim. Brown. Tina Strong.
Here.
Charles.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Miss Jessie.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Maria W.
Here.
Fran. Lisa.
Here.
And Evelyn C.
Here.
Okay. And Martina Yeverton.
Here.
Okay. Did I miss anyone? All right. Good.
Janet Armstrong, did she make it?
Who was that now?
Janet Armstrong.
Okay.
I don't know if she made it. Okay.
Okay. Okay, moving right along. Okay, for next week, our opening prayer will be done by Sandra Yeverton. Our 32nd will be done by Sandra Mangum. Okay, let's move right along and turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have a problem with my new phone. Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for another Bible study. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. God, we appreciate what you have done this far. We thank you for this day, that a day that we never seen before. God, we thank you for everyone that's on the line. God, continue to bless them and give them strength. Give them the knowledge that they need, God. Lord, give them the faith to believe and trust in your word. We thank you for everything. You said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. We appreciate you, God. Help us not to be afraid. Help us to be bold, courageous, God, and be strong in you, God, knowing that you are with us always, even to the end of the world. Lord, we thank you for our teacher tonight, encouraging us to hold on and hold out and believe and communicate with you, talk with you, not to be prayerless, God, but But we thank you, God. We need to bite on and believe, God, in your word, God, and trust you, God, and bring us life and give us strength and hope, God. Lord, we thank you for everyone that's on the line. Remember the sick and the shut-in. Remember Deborah Jackson, God. Continue to deliver her, God, and use her for your glory, God, and make her test into a testimony, God. Lord, I thank you for everyone. Let their sleep be sweet tonight. No distraction from the enemy, God. Let those angels encamp all around each and every one of us, God. Lord, and help us to reach out and touch you more and more each and every day, God. If any pain in anyone's body, God, Lord, we ask you to numb those pains. Oh, God, and give them strength, God. You said, let the weak say that I'm strong. We believe in you, God. We trust you, God. And we know that you are able. You are a deliverer, God. If any sin in our life, move it out, God, and strengthen us. Forgive us, God, any wickedness, God. Oh, God, if we have done anything against your perfect will, God. Lord, move it out, God, and strengthen us. Give us a chance, God, and help us to do what's right, God. Follow your commandment, God, and be obedient to your command. We thank you, God. Lord, if we are not saved, God, we ask you to save our soul. Sanctify us. Fill us with your Holy Ghost, God. Oh, God, and give us the strength that we need from day to day. Oh, God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. And we thank you tonight again for everything that you've done. And we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bradwell, for that closing prayer. Thank you, everybody, for being on the line tonight. And we look forward to having everyone back next week. With that said, we'll say good night to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.